Right now, it's a pleasure to welcome Stacy Offit from the Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh. Hi, Stacy.
Hi, Larry. Thanks for having me.
Good to have you here this morning. The Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh is going to be continuing with Fiber Art International 2022. And first, tell us a little bit about the guild.
Sure. So the Fiber Arts Guild of Pittsburgh is a nonprofit, member-driven organization. They produce many different things, including the Fiber Art International, which is their largest project that happens every 3 years. They also have lectures, critiques. They produce educational programs, and they're a very amazing organization that continues to foster the development of fiber and textile art.
And it's an exciting time with this exhibit coming up, which, as you just pointed out, only happens every 3 years, and it's already underway. I know that folks can go to the Brew House, that's one location, also Contemporary Craft at their new location. What are some of the highlights for this year?
Oh, there's so many. Fiber Arts includes all kinds of different mediums. It's really a focus of innovative development of traditional arts, like think basketry or weaving or book arts, embroidery, crochet, and really pushing the boundaries of those traditional art forms, but also including new media and new materials. So we have artists from all over the world who are really pushing the boundaries. We have artists who have laser cut X-ray film and woven it together into large scale hanging sculpture. We have artists who are spinning recycled newspaper using the traditional methods of spinning and creating sculptures, like hanging wall sculptures. So there are really a lot. It's a vast variety of different works that you'll find at both Contemporary Craft and Brew House galleries.
It must be hard to organize something like this. Does it take, when this is over, will you pretty much be starting again to try to get it all organized? I would think you would be.
Oh, there's a bit of an overlap in the project cycle. Yes, for sure. It's a 3-year project cycle, and we get the most exciting momentum while the show is up, of course, and it did open on June 3rd, and it runs until August 20th. The show also travels, and it's going to go to another location, another museum. So the momentum right now is really high. And so, yeah, we are definitely working towards 2025, which will be the next iteration of this amazing triennial.
How can folks get involved with the Guild if there might be some people that have been working in fiber for a long time? Is there a way to apply for membership or to get engaged?
Yeah, the website fiberartspgh.org has all the member information. It's a small fee to join, and there's also a reduced artist support fee that makes it more accessible. Yeah, so anyone can join, and then there are many committees. The Guild is extremely organized. There are many committees that you can join depending on your interest area. And if you are interested in the Fiber Art International or any of the outreach projects that the Guild produces, they make it very easy to get involved. They're a very warm and embracing organization, which, of course, is how I got involved. And they make it very, very easy to participate.
Well, I hope folks will consider visiting Brew House Association as well as Contemporary Craft to see the Fiber Art International 2022, which is open through August 20th. Stacy, anything else you'd like to mention?
Oh, I think you nailed it. Yeah, definitely go out and see the show. It's free as long as the galleries are open. Pop in and see it. and enjoy. It's an incredible show. Historically, it's the most widespread geographical representation of works that we've ever had, and it's right here in Pittsburgh.
Wonderful.
So please get down there. Yeah. Thanks so much for having me.
Our pleasure. Take care.